Hey, Summit families, Principal McGuire here. Wanted to jump on, as I promised, for our iLearn parent information video. And I'm joined by a friend and colleague who I'll be introducing here soon. So sit down if you're watching this live and enjoy. If not, then you can pause this, you can rewind it, you can fast forward it, you can watch it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. But it's a really important video. It'll be a quick video for you to get some information about iLearn. So we'll jump in. All right. So like I said, I'm Mr. McGuire. Those of you, you guys know me. But with me, I have Mr. Cody Stanley, who's the director of data in the early college for Tinley Accelerated School. So I want to thank Mr. Stanley for joining us. And he's the guy, he's everything data and assessments. And many of you know him by name, but now you see his face because he's the guy that sent you all the emails when we're doing the virtual learning with Schoology and everything. So now you can put a face with the name. So Mr. Stanley, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All right, so our agenda, like I said, it's going to be real quick. We got introduction, which I've done. You'll learn about what is iLearn test components, Summit iLearn schedule, the Summit iLearn goals, and then how you as parents can support and help your scholar. So what is iLearn? So iLearn is the Indiana State assessment designed to measure your child's proficiency or how whether or not your child passes. And we'll, you know, we won't get into what a passing score is. We'll share those later. But this test is for grades 3 through 8. So if you are a parent with a scholar only in kindergarten through second grade, you don't need to watch the rest of this video. So I'll give you a chance to log out. All right. Now, the history of iLearn. So this is Indiana rolled this out during the 2018-2019 school year. This test replaced what many of you might have known as the ISTEP. And so ISTEP is now just a high school test, I think, Mr. Stanley. Right.
Yeah, we actually just phased it out. This was the last year.
So this but yeah, you're right. ISTEP is no more. So if you had a 10th grader, you remember that. But now students will take the iLearn test. And then iLearn measures proficiency for children in math, ELA, science, and social studies. And we'll kind of go into what particular test your student takes depending on their grade level. But Mr. Stanley, is there anything that I might have missed about what is iLearn that you want to share with families?
No, Mr. McGuire, you hit it right on there. Basically, iLearn is mandated by the federal government. Every state in the United States gets to participate in an accountability test. There is basically testing everything a child's supposed to learn in that grade level. In Indiana, it's grades 3 through 8, and we call it the iLearn. It's 2 years old. We weren't able to take it last year because of COVID. But the first year it rolled out in 2018-19, it is a lot more challenging than ISTEP due to No Child Left Behind, you know, and which is a good thing. We want our scholars to be a lot brighter than we are. We want better for our scholars and all that. But basically, it's we're still learning. This is only the second year for iLearn.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So the test components. Test components are, as I mentioned, math, English language arts, science, and social studies. And so I'm going to let Mr. Stanley talk you through what each grade level, what tests your scholar has to take depending on their grade level.
Okay, so I will break it down a little bit on with each section first. So iLearn is new in that it's a computer adaptive, it has computer adaptive technology. So it's a computer adaptive test. Meaning when a scholar logs in, it's all online. ISTEP used to be paper pencil. And when they moved it online, it was just the paper pencil digitized, paper pencil assessment digitized. Now iLearn's all online. Basically, a scholar will log in. He'll answer a few questions correctly. And then the test will start. It'll adapt to their answers and start getting more challenging. And challenging is the more they get correct. If they start getting a couple incorrect, it'll scale back a little bit for them. To where this is very precise on measuring where the scholar is in their mastery of the standards. It's intended to not get a perfect score because it's just going to get challenging and challenging and challenging. Now, there are a couple of students in the state of Indiana that did receive perfect scores, but they're really rare. So it's okay. Remind your scholar that they won't get a perfect score and they will miss a couple items that they aren't sure about, but then it'll scale back and it'll find exactly where they are. So math will have that and English language arts will have that. So third grade only tests math and English art, ELA, I'm sorry. Fourth grade, the math and ELA is same, computer adaptive technology, CAT. So you might hear a teacher or someone call it CAT. And that's the adaptive portion. Science comes in fourth grade. That's a federal mandate. Fifth grade, similar with math and English language arts, but they switch out science for social studies. As you guys know, in Indiana, fourth grade. So in fourth grade, you learn about Indiana history. In fifth grade, it's the first introduction to the United States history. So Indiana wants to capture how well we mastered Indiana history and then how we're beginning to learn all those important civic skills that, especially in these modern times now, that we know our kids need to learn about. Sixth grade goes back to science. It mirrors fourth grade. Obviously, it's sixth grade standards in science, so it's not the same fourth grade science test over again. It's the sixth grade science standards. But again, math and English language arts is the same.
All right, so testing schedule. So again, this schedule is in person and in virtual, but this schedule that you're going to see is just for the virtual scholars that are in fifth grade. And all in-person students grades 3 through 6. So let me tell you why. We know that many families selected virtual option for safety reasons and different things like that. The reason why we had to test the fifth grade virtual students with everyone in the building, just because of the sheer size of the fifth grade virtual group. And so in order to get this test done, because we have a window, testing opens Tuesday, April 20th. The window closes May 14th. Is that correct? Correct, Mr. Stanley?
Yes.
So it's going to take us the entire length to get that test done. Now, our goal as a school, as a network, is to test 95% of our students. Our ambitious goal is we want 100% of our scholars in grade 3 through 6 to get a test. As you might have read or you may not, there is no accountability for this test. So there's no letter grades and things like that. But what this is with testing in general, right, is this is another data point for us to better measure how well or how poorly we are teaching your scholar. This is not too much of a reflection on what they know, more reflection on our practice. So we just need the scholars to do best, and we'll take that data, compile it, and do the things that we need to do. So again, the dates and things that you see are reflection for in-person grades 3 through 6, virtual scholars just in fifth grade. And then we'll have more information. You'll get that from Mr. Gavin or Ms. Alexander about virtual dates and times for scholars in grades 3, 4, and 6. So math and English language arts. So they both are tests over 2 days. Testing each day will start at 9 a.m. So every day that we test, we're gonna start at 9 a.m. And testing will not go past 11. Now, Mr. Stanley will talk about how this is not a time test and why. But our goal is to stop testing at 11 because there's national research and our own research that we've noticed about our students is they don't do well in the afternoon, especially when it comes to tests. And so we want to keep that all in the morning. So math will start Tuesday, April 20th, and then they will test again Wednesday, April 21st. English language arts will be Tuesday, April 27th, Wednesday, April 28th. And then you see a third day because they also will take a writing portion. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for ELA 27th, 28th, and 29th. For science and social studies. So science will be for students in grades 4th and 6th. They will test over 2 days. Testing again begins at 9 a.m. They will test Tuesday, May 4th, and then Wednesday, May 5th. Social studies for our 6th grade scholars, just 1 day, 9 a.m. again, will just test Tuesday, May 4th. All right, so those are the test dates. And then after that, if for some reason they don't make it and they're late in or anything like that, and we'll talk about that, we'll have makeup days. But if you notice, I said the window closes May 14th, so that now that gives us an additional week and some change as a school to make up for any in-person or fifth grade virtual students that didn't get to finish any portion of that test, that we have a window to make that up. All right. So, Mr. Stan, anything about the schedule that you want to highlight that maybe I didn't cover?
No, you covered a lot. I will just say a couple things about the time of the test. Mr. McGuire is right. It's untimed. This is new. Research has shown, you know, in years past with the former state assessment ISTEP that I think we all participated in if we were schooled in Indiana. You would have like 30 minutes to answer 10 questions. And as we know, some scholars take longer than others, and that's completely fine. to answer a question, and they like to think about it and they like to be sure. So I learned switch to that, to where it's untimed. Scholars can take as long as they want. But we also know that, you know, and some the summit teachers have been working on pacing scholars to not just sit and stare at a question until the answer comes to them. And, you know, that just builds stress and anxiety for our kids, and we don't want that for them. So, you know, iLearn has a lot of tools that could take time and help. You know, they have calculator for some questions. They have a highlighting tool. If it's a multiple choice question, you can eliminate some of the choices. So you can hone in on maybe two instead of four possible answers. You could, you know, you drag and drop this black thing that covers up text if you want to read line item by line item instead of seeing a whole passage at once. The platform's great. It's just, we need to remind kids, and this is where you can help out, and we'll get to more how you can help out more. But this is just one part with this schedule, is that, you know, remind your child that, you know, just don't sit and stare at a question. Because as we know, our first gut thought is usually the most correct. Sure, we want them to use all those tools, use the scratch paper, think about it, work it out, maybe come back to it. But also, we also don't want the extreme version where they're sitting and staring at a question for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and they're getting frustrated that they can't answer it, and they think it's, you know, they're going to get held back or nothing like that. So just make sure you remind your scholar to try their best. And I will say this, that, you know, Ms. Squire, go back one more, that, you know, there's research on, we don't want scholars to drag this out too long, but we also don't want to cram it into one day. You know, obviously it wouldn't make any sense to, you know, start at 9 a.m. or start at 8 a.m., do math for 2 hours, then do ALA for 4 hours after lunch. You know, test fatigue, kids would be exhausted. And even as adults, we wouldn't want to do that and wouldn't perform our best. So we've kind of spread math out over 2 days. And then we're going to take the rest of the week off. And then we're going to come back and do ELA. We don't want to drag out the test because, you know, getting hyped for a Super Bowl or getting up for a Super Bowl for 3 straight weeks, that's exhausting in and of itself. So we want to make sure that we're very focused and intentional with getting our kids up to do their best. And it's just another test. But we also want to make sure that we're giving them ample time for it too.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So Our goal is simple. You know, we expect every scholar to pass. But as Mr. Stanley mentioned, you know, there were some students that got 100%, but there was no individual school that had 100%. So while that's our expectation, we know that may not be reality yet. But in the case that doesn't happen, if that's your scholar, understand that we will put everything in place to support your scholar to get them on a path to passing, whether that is inviting them to attend summer school, having intervention plans in place for next year. We're going to do everything that we can, looking at how your student performed, what areas they did better on than others, and doing all those things. So when scores are available, if it's this year, we'll have a time where we can bring you in. If it's during the summer, right, we'll be running summer school, so you can schedule meetings with myself, Mr. Gavin, Ms. Cowan, to talk about your student's individual score, what it means, and things like that, or even next school year. So when you get your scholar's test score, it won't just be, well, here's their score and here's a piece of paper. We will be available if you need us. But our goal is, we expect every scholar to pass. And so that's the mantra that we're giving them. It's not about having pressure. It's just that what we believe in their capabilities. We believe that they have the capability to pass if they do their best and put their minds to it. So parents, we need you. We need you more than ever during this time. So here's some helpful things on ways that you can help. Ensure your scholar gets a good night rest. Ensure your scholar eats a healthy breakfast or arrives to school for breakfast. So our breakfast times is 7:30 to 8. The reason why we want to limit that is because we're going to build in a 15-minute grace period, because at 8:35, we're going to shut and lock the testing doors. Yes, we're going to start at 9, but we don't want students coming in and out. And we're also going to take a restroom break, let them get their water, kind of decompress. And so we want to make sure that testing environment is sacred. So after 8:35, your scholars will be moved to the makeup. Again, arrive at school no later than 8. We want you to do positive encouragement, to do their best, and to push through. That's our mantra, push through. Even when things get difficult, push through. Even when things get hard, push through. Even when you're unsure, push through. And so that's what we want to push to our scholars. We want you to write your scholar a note. They'll get one from their teacher or somebody in the building, but it would be nice if every scholar can also read a note from their parent or guardian. And you can write that note and give it to the homeroom teacher, and they'll read it each time that they take a test. Early bedtime, again, no later than 9 p.m. And then limit your scholar's technology the night before. Mr. Stanley mentioned it's a computer-based test. They're going to be on a computer roughly for 2 hours, maybe even 2.5. So there's no need for them to be on Roblox and Minecraft and all those other things into the wee hours. So just try to limit that technology the night before. Mr. Stanley, anything that you would suggest that parents could do to help their scholars during this time?
No, I think you hit it. Yeah, obviously the scholars have been working hard all year. Teachers have poured everything, you know, Mr. McGuire, Ms. Callen, Mr. Gavin, Mr. Henderson, Ms. Smith, you know, I could go on, shout out a couple of teachers that have just poured everything into this all year. And unfortunately this is kind of our Super Bowl to the kids. Hopefully it's just another test. But anything you can do to help support to get them ready, like what Mr. McGuire outlined, will just, be the cherry on top, you know. Lord knows I love my chocolate Pop-Tarts every morning. And playing video games until it's bedtime. But I don't think it's the best thing to do maybe right before this assessment for our kids, our scholars. So we could limit that, make sure they get to bed on time, allow them to lay in bed and use that imagination, start popping off, get creative a little bit. That's all good.
Absolutely. And then finally, as we close out, free dress down day. So your scholars would love to have a dress down day. I'm not going to advertise this then, but you've made it to the end of this video and you've watched it. So here's what I want you to do to help your scholar get a free dress down day. Comment with one way you will encourage your scholar to do their best. Write the comments here on the YouTube page. If you watch it via YouTube, you can send it to me on Class Dojo. I'm going to check this each day up until Thursday, April 15th. And then if you comment it, then I will give your scholar a free dress down day pass that they can cash in on Friday, April 16th. So again, parents, the iLearn test is important. Your scholars worked extremely hard. The teachers worked extremely hard. As Mr. Stanley stated, this is our Super Bowl. And so we want to make sure that our scholars are able to win the championship on the Super Bowl. So I want to thank Mr. Stanley for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Save this video. Again, watch it as many times. And I appreciate you guys. And I will see you around. If you have any questions, anything you heard in here, feel free to reach out.